And everyone, we're delighted to have you with us today, those of you that are visiting, and all the members that are here. We're glad that you're here. As Brother Tommy mentioned today, that we are just concerned about us all getting to heaven. We want to get there. But in order to get there, we got to be faithful, and you know that, and I know that. When we go to the Bible tells us that God expects that out of us. As a matter of fact, in Revelation 2 and verse 10, "Be thou faithful unto death." Now, John really was saying this. John was saying you need to be faithful even if you have to die. Isn't that great and wonderful? To be able to die for the Lord, to serve the Lord. Why? When the Apostle Paul said that it was time for him to leave this old world, he could say, "I fought a good fight. I finished the course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me in that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that obey his appearing." 2 Timothy 4, 7 and 8. I want to be able to do that, don't you? Everybody in this church wants to be known to God as being faithful to God. And we need to be constantly admonished. We need to be constantly reminded of what all that involves. And when I go back to the Old Testament, and as we had read this morning from Daniel chapter 1, there was a choice that was going to be made. And the Bible tells us, "And the king spake unto Aspenaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel and of the king's seed into the princes, children in whom was no blemish." Look at that. The ones that were going to be chosen. They had no blemish, well favored, skillful in all wisdom, and cunning in knowledge, and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. He didn't just select anyone. Those people had characteristics they had to have. My friend, this morning I want to talk with you about being faithful to God. And remember, this man, Daniel, was a man that had to make a decision. And his decision was made on the basis of his relationship with God. Whenever the dainties of the king's food and all was presented to Daniel, Daniel refused it. The Bible says, you know what Daniel did? He purposed. That means he made up his mind. He would not, in his heart, this was made. And that he would not defile himself with the king's meat and with the drink. What did he do? He purpose. We got to do that. We got to make up our minds that God comes first. What did he make in? Where did he make that decision or that resolution? In his heart, in his mind. He looked at himself and he said, "I want to do what God wants me to do. I want to be faithful to God. And I can't eat this thing because it would mean I'd be eating something that was forbidden of me to eat as being a Jew." He made it in his heart because he didn't want to defile himself with the king's meat. And then the proposition was made, "Now you prove us." I love that. Well, all Daniel was simply saying, "Put us to the test." Isn't that wonderful? Daniel was willing to be put to the test. "You prove us and just see. After 10 days, after we eat vegetables and water, just what will happen?" And when that happened, while he was the king's eunuch, the man Aspenaz, he was pleased and so was the king. And he was a man, Daniel, who was just a young man. He was in a foreign land because he'd been taken away in the captivity. He was with these men that were learned men, and he learned. He was told on one occasion later in his life not to pray, but he did. He was in the lion's den, and this man showed us what faithfulness really means. It means, my friends, you honor God. You put God first. Are we ready to do what Daniel did? I want us to go to heaven. There's not anything in this world that would be more important to my heart than you and us all at O'Neill. Everybody getting to heaven. We're going to die. We know that. Hebrews 9:27. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. What does it take today to be a Christian? To be faithfully serving the Lord. You know what has to be made? When we're tried, our answer, the devil wants you. The world around you wants you. Number one, and I suggest to you that you and I decide who we're going to serve. The Lord. Why, when we turn to Matthew 11:28, verse 30, when Jesus is inviting all men unto Him, He said, "Come unto Me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take My yoke upon you and learn of Me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall receive." God's going to be with you. I'll be with you all the way, even to the end of the world. Amen. Come unto Me, Jesus. Don't you want to do that? I do, and I know you do. Surely you wouldn't be here this morning. Sometimes we get weak. Sometimes we fail. Sometimes we don't put the Lord first, and that's shameful on our part. We shouldn't be that way. Why, when I turn in Matthew 6:33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you." That doesn't mean He's not going to be pleased with me. He's not going to be pleased with these elders, these deacons, these preachers. All of us preach. We don't put Him first. Every Christian. Why? Because He tells us to. But listen to what Jesus said in Matthew 23:37. "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee. How often would I have gathered thee together?" How often I would have done that? Just like a hen gathereth their chickens under her wings. But ye would not. God wants us to do something. He wants us to be His people. He wants us to be shining examples. We've got to make up our mind who we will serve. Will it be God or mammon? Second, make up your mind to be faithful to it. I mean resolve in your heart. You're going to do everything within your power to seek Him first. In Matthew 6, Jesus said, "If any man will come after Me, let him deny himself." That means you. That means me. "Any man will come after Me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow Me." Remember what Paul said he did in Galatians 2, verse 20, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me." Paul made up his mind that day. That day that he was told to go down to Damascus and be. And when Ananias told him what to do, he was told, "Why tarest thou? Arise, be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Acts 22 and verse 16. And guess what? In Acts 9, verse 18, Luke tells us that he immediately arose and was baptized. From that day to the day he died, he'd made up his mind to be faithful to God. His heart, his mind, everything about him is dedicated to serving God. Is that who I am? Have we made up our minds that if everybody forsakes Him, God can count on me? Thirdly, prove. Daniel told Aspenaz, "Prove your servants." Prove them. In other words, test us. God's saying that about you and me. Test, yes. What kind of test? God's test. Who's God going to use in His service? Those who follow His words. Matthew 7:21, "Not everyone that saith to Me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of My Father which is in heaven." Many will say in that day, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in Thy name, in Thy name cast out devils in Thy name, done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you." I don't want that to be said about a single one under the sound of my voice today. But my friend, it can't be said of us if we don't do what? Do what the Lord tells us to do. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us the example that follow in His steps. 1 Peter 2 and verse 21. John 13, 34 and 35. By this shall all men know you are my... Boy, I like that. Everybody's going to know that you're a disciple of Christ. Man. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples indeed. If you have love one for another. If you demonstrate your faithfulness to God. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Prove it. Show it. Get behind Christ and everybody that's following Him. And let Christ know He's your leader. He's your master. You're going to be faithful to Him no matter what the circumstances may be. Number four, be faithful. Who are you serving? Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. All these other things shall be added to you. Now, I know sometimes it may come up that you cannot be at a service. Ann got up this morning, got dressed, really wanted to be here. I mean, then she got sick, had to go back to bed. She's not here. Not because she didn't want to be here. She was already making all plans, completely dressed, ready to go. But she couldn't make it. I know that. You know that. Sometimes there are circumstances that none of us can avoid. But my friend, I'm not talking about that. What I'm talking about is for us to refuse to be faithful to the Lord. When we make that decision and we can be there, and we're not. Is God faithful? I loved it when I was thinking about this lesson and preparing it. What does it mean whenever the Bible speaks of God? In 1 Thessalonians 5:24, faithful is He who has called you, who will also do it. You know what? That really says this. God's going to do what He tells you that He'll do. When you do His will, He's going to bless you and you're going to reap the most wonderful blessings in life. And then Paul made this, and this is something that's really, really interesting to me. When Paul adds in 2 Timothy 2:13, if we are faithless, what? If we are faithless, He remains faithful, for He cannot deny Himself. God's going to be faithful to His Word. Look at this. God told Abraham and Sarah, can you imagine being old like they were? And to be told that they're going to have a son? What does the Bible say in Hebrews 11 about Sarah? By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age because she judged him faithful who had promised. Sarah, because of her God's faithfulness, though she was past the age of a child, bearing a child, she still bore that child. When God says something, when God promised us, there is one thing we can all be assured of. He will keep that promise. And when God says, be thou faithful unto death, I will give thee the crown of life. And I'm looking forward to that, aren't you? I want to be in heaven more than anything in this world. I want to hear the Lord say to me, well done, don't you? How can the Lord say to me, well done, if I haven't done well? How can He say to me, enter thou into the joys of thy Lord when you haven't even served the Lord faithfully? Oh, my friend. In Deuteronomy 7, verse 9, the Bible tells us, know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping His covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love Him and keep His commandments. That's a promise that God's going to keep. And you know in 1 Corinthians 10:13, in relation to the temptations we have in this life, listen to what God said. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also that you may be able to bear it. God is faithful. He will not allow you. He'll not allow me to be tempted beyond that which we're able to be. I love that. Do you believe? I know it's true. He said it, and He's faithful to what He says. And guess what? He expects us to be faithful to Him. In the parable of the talents in Matthew 25, verses 14 through 30. 5, 2, and 1. Every one of them was given something, but only two of them were really faithful to God. What does it mean now to us at O'Neill to be faithful? It means to be steadfast. It means for us to do everything we possibly can to put forth the effort to serve the Lord faithfully with His people. To be faithful means that you're firm in adherence to the promises that God has made to you, and you're going to keep His word because you know that He is true. Faithfulness is not a really common characteristic. As a matter of fact, in Matthew 7, 13 and 14, enter ye at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many there be that go in there, and because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life. But few there be that find it. God wants you. He wants you in His service. But He wants you to be a faithful child of His. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 35, the Bible says, He said, I will raise me up a faithful priest that shall do according to that which is in mine heart and in my mind. I tell you what, if Balaam, if he would have just done what God told him. As a matter of fact, in Numbers 22, 18, Balaam answered and said unto the servants of Balak, if Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord my God to do less or more. Wow. In conclusion, faithful are you? If you stood before God today, what would He say about you? What would He say about Guy McDaniel, your preacher? How would He describe me? And that's why, my friend, I have to keep on examining myself. God says for us to pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5, 17. Acts 2, verse 42. They continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship in the breaking of bread and in prayer. I don't know how many I've been praying for you. You've asked me to pray for you. And I have. And I've been up sometimes at 2:30 in the morning, and I call your name before my God because I love you. And I want you to be in heaven. And I want you to do the same for me. I want you to pray for me. Because you see, it's so important that you not only preach the Word, but you practice it too. Ah, be faithful. Don't forsake the assembly of yourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another so much the more as you see the day approaching. Acts 20 and verse 7, or rather Hebrews 10 verse 25 and Acts 20 verse 7, upon the first day of the week when the disciples came together to break bread. Isn't it a joy to be here this morning? I look out at your faces. I see you, and it's such a joy to me to know that you're sitting with me in God's house, the church of the Lord, because you want to be here and you want to serve the Lord with all of us. Titus 3 verse 1 says, it's necessary for us to be ready to every good work. And I think it's a good work to come together, don't you? I know it is because God says that it is. Be faithful when you give Him. In Proverbs 3 verse 9, honor the Lord with your possession and with the first fruits of all your increase. And Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 16, 1 and 2, upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store as God has prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. Ah, it's great to give to God. Be faithful in your relationship to one another, husbands, wives, children, parents. Be faithful in your commitment to serve the Lord. There were those that were following Christ. They were following Him because of the loaves and the fishes. And Jesus, whenever He told them, you can eat me, I am the bread of life, they said, that's hard, that's difficult. What he was really saying, you got to do what I tell you to do. They didn't want to do that. They turned away. And he looked at his disciples and he said to them, will you also go away? Oh, remember that. Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and we are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Make up your mind to do better. I was glad not to say when they said, be assured the world is not. You're just passing through. Where will you be tomorrow? Don't know. What if you're in eternity? Another man wants to die and after this to judgment. Get rid of your sins. When you sin, ask God to forgive you. Don't hesitate. In Isaiah 59, 1 and 2, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that he cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. James says, confess your faults. Brethren, that's all of us. Faults, we have them. What do we need to do? Get rid of them. Ask God to forgive us. And look at this man who made the choice, for he said he heart that he would not defile himself. In Daniel 1, at the end of the days that the king had said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar, and the king communed with them, and among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. Therefore, they stood before the king. We too will stand before the king. What will we get? What does the Lord promise? In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And the verse that I use so often, Revelation 14, verse 13. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead that die in the Lord. From henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, they shall rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Happy are the dead when they die in the Lord, are you? If you're a Christian this morning, you haven't lived faithfully in the service of the Lord, ask God to forgive you. Let us pray with you and for you. And if you're not a Christian, won't you become one and make your decision, as the Bible tells us, that this man Daniel did. Daniel, an example that surely is worthy of imitation by all of us. Daniel said, he had made up his mind that he would not defile himself with the king's meat and with the drink. We're not going to defile ourselves in this world, are we? We're not going to let anyone keep us from heaven, are we? Oh, I hope not. The only way we can get there is being in Jesus. Are you there this morning? If you're subject anyway to his invitation, won't you come to him while together we stand and while we sing to encourage you?
Have you been to Jesus for the